Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News Destination Report, and this time it's once again Mazeppa Bay with Mr. Owen Richter and myself as the host, Vinesh Sugreem. And guys, Owen has been down in Mazeppa Bay this past week where he has done a family trip, and he has come back with some absolutely epic catches. He WhatsApped me the images, and I was jaw-dropped because he was catching cob, garrick, sharks, a few other magnificent species with that. And he's going to tell us all about this in the show this week. But he's also going to talk to us about, in his words, the beauty and the beast of the sea. So guys, without any further ado, here is Mr. Owen Richter.
Well guys, that time of the week again, when myself, Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours, gives you some hot information of Mazeppa Bay and the Wild Coast. Well guys, the past week I had a tour at Mazeppa Bay, and what a tour. I had a family, like a family trip that came down, and my word. Well, starting off the sharks and the lions, just little fishing at Mazeppa when I got there, and the guys were getting stuck into some raggies and the odd fish here and there. But I was more like in it to teach the youngsters, you know, how to catch fish on artificial lures and not even with bait. So getting straight to it, onto the island straight away in the evenings, throwing some drop shot paddle tails and nothing. The next morning we managed to get a cob on paddle tail, and with a big sea, the cob came off right by our feet. And I still told the youngsters, one thing we don't do is jump in off the fish. One thing you guys must remember, safety comes first. When you hook a fish at Mazeppa Bay, or you lose a lure or a popper or a paddle tail, don't jump in off the 7 rand or 15 rand or 20 rand or 80 rand or 200 rand. It's not worth it, guys. The sea at Mazeppa, I call it beauty and the beast. As beautiful as it is, it could be one of the deadliest spots at night or in the day. So rather snap off and, you know, let nature take its toll with the lure. Getting straight back to the fishing, vessel managed to catch a young cobby on paddle tail, his first one ever. Very happy with it. Then we managed to pull a couple of garrick together. He caught some garrick, his brother caught a garrick, his mom caught a garrick. So all three of them actually caught a fish. Then he said to me he'd like to get a shark. We managed to get a bait out of the cart, and my word, battled. It's not the same as using a drone, but we managed to drop a bait to about 130 or 140 meters with a little bit of wind we got, using a Eagle Claw hook, T-line leader, T-line top shot, winch braid, the Akuma SRX drone rod, and a Shimano reel. We managed to drop a bait, and once again the Eagle Claw went fast and he landed a beautiful big raggy. Fighting the raggy, a hell of a fight, you know, these big fish absolutely fully broken in the front of Mazeppa Bay, the island or boiling pot. Remember guys, keep your shoelaces all tied up nice and tight, because a lot of times the guys get their shoelaces in a knot. I can't use the other word, because fish worse, you know, go down, grab the shark. Remember one thing, Mazeppa Bay has got big swells coming through, not big waves. A swell sneak up like a thief, you look again, it's all over you. I was knocked across the rocks once or twice to try and get this raggy out and manage to get a photo out and get the fish back as quick as possible. But I always say to guys, remember one thing, you fall in the sea in the Wild Coast, no one's going to help you, it's you, yourself, and that's it. But nevertheless, the guys had a ball over time, and of course booked another trip with me for next year. So once again guys, remember, while fishing out in the Wild Coast, don't take chances, go enjoy yourself. If you do get stuck with a lure or something, rather snap it up and put a new one on than try and risk your life to go get it. Anyway gentlemen, top lines out there, and we chat again.
Thank you so much for that, Owen. I am glad to hear about your epic trip that you had this past week. And more so, I am really grateful for that advice on fishing Mazeppa Bay with that dangerous water and currents that could occur if we are not as experienced. So guys, now if you want to go out and experience what this family has experienced, make sure to give Owen a call. That is Wild Coast Angling Tours. You can find them on the social media pages. They've also got a YouTube channel, so be sure to check them out. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.